Like intelligence is just okay. So we're up to the part where we're going to take up the machlokas between the Rabbeinu Hananel and I guess Rashi and Tosfos. So I guess to do that we have to review a little bit how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So the case is where a guy throws it, runs across the rishos and catches it. Okay. So both Rashi and Tosfos consider it that case as like Yakira doesn't have anacha. Okay, the Akira basically, because the Akira in Zrika is Koveya a Makom Hilach. Okay, and the Makom Hilach is the ground. And then this guy intercepts it and is like, it's a new Makom Anacha.
Regardless of even if that was his intent from the beginning.
Nothing to do with intent. The intent is irrelevant. And it's just like if you threw it to a second guy and the guy comes, if you throw it to him, then you're Koveya Makom Anacha in his hand. If you throw it and he runs and intercepts it, so then the Makom Anacha was the ground and then he created a new anacha. He created a new anacha. So the question is, but when you run, so the both Rashi and Tosfos learn that when you run, the same thing is happening. It's basically your makom hilach was the ground, and then you run and you create a brand new anacha. Okay, and it's not the conclusion of the akira, but it's like a new anacha. The question is according to Tosfos that was a question whether that's considered anacha altogether. Because Hanacha might only be through Zrika, catching may altogether not be a Hanacha. Whereas according to Rashi, that definitely was a Hanacha, but the only question is, you may have Shnayim Shasuwa, because conceptually, there's a break between the Akira and the Hanacha. But either way, that was certainly broken off from the Akira, because the Zrika is Koveya Makom Hiloch, and now you are intercepting it and giving it a new Makom Hanacha. A new Makom Hanacha. And the question is, if you pass it to another guy and he runs and catches it, but you intend for that, an over-the-shoulder throw. So it would seem to be, I think this is what Rabbeinu Hananel is learning also, that's also a pater. That you don't say that's your makom hilach. Because the way the Gemara says it, it's a matter where he was, right? Was he there?
What are you throwing to it? Right,
physical? Exactly. Right, physically. You don't include the fact that he was running or you knew he was going to run and catch him. Because the case is, it's not a matter of whether you knew or you didn't know. The case is, Amad bimkomo v'kibah chayiv, Akar bimkomo v'kibah pater. Okay, so in other words, was he Amad bimkomo or was he Okar bimkomo? Right, that's all that matters. It doesn't say anything about whether you knew he was going to do it or not. It matters of whether the guy himself, Rashi says, Ratz likros achivis v'kibla, Rashi says. I mean, it seems to be it's not a matter of whether or not you knew he was going to. It doesn't seem relevant whether you knew. And said likewise, Rashi and Tosfos, it doesn't matter whether you knew that you were going to run. It doesn't matter. Knowledge of the thing and achshava has nothing to do with it. Point is that there's a trajectory which is nikva by the zrika, and that is the realization that is the makom hanacha which is implicit in your ma'aseh zrika. And then if it's caught by the guy who runs and catches it, so now there's a brand new ma'aseh hanacha. It's not the realization of the Zrika, it's a new Anacha. And now that new Anacha, so now you have a guy who either did two separate Hanachos, which you could argue is Shnayim Shasua, conceptually, because it's not a continuous Maisa, or you could argue that catching it isn't a Hanacha altogether, like Tosfos' questions, and then you'd say that it's just Pata because there's no Anacha, that's not Hanacha. Anacha has to be the Anacha of a Zrika, which we explained. But that's what they're learning. They're essentially learning that Machshava is irrelevant. Machshava has nothing to do with it. Okay? So the Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't learn that way. Because the Rabbeinu Hananel learns the case is that he says, do you say when you throw it to yourself, it's like two people and you're chayev? Okay, his girsa is different. Because like, again, Rashi does two people would be pater. Because it means it's like separate akira and anacha. But the Rabbeinu Hananel is like two people and you'd be chayev. So how is it like the two people and you're chayev? Do you think it's like two people and you're chayev? Because it means that your machshava, you knew that you were going to run. You knew that you were going to run and catch it. So since you knew you were going to run and catch it, so therefore the makom, your machshava, then it was the maisa hanacha, the makom hanacha of your throwing was your hand. So therefore it just reaches potential. Just like if you throw it to a person, the person catches it, that's the makom hanacha. So your machshava is koveya, the makom hanacha of the zrika.
And you know the same way by a pass?
No, it seems by a pass he doesn't say that. If you throw it to another guy, it seems to be that he holds that it wouldn't. You wouldn't be a chayev. You wouldn't be, that wouldn't be considered good. Why? That's a good question. He seems to be addressing that. But it's a little cryptic what he's saying. But he says, because he says, lo yelonitzdarcha kavanoso lekabel ba'oso makom. You don't need his kavana for it to land in that makom. Memela baliyada. It came to the other guy's hand, memela. It's not, you have to look at it, and we have to analyze what he's saying. But I think that's what he's trying to say there. He's trying to say in that case, even though the second guy ran to it, even though he had machshava, but he's saying is, but you didn't need your machshava for it to get into his hand. Like, it happened anyways. It didn't do with your machshava. The other guy ran. So you may have thought it, but well, that has nothing to do with it. It got into his hand not because of you thought it. It got into his hand because he ran and caught it. But in your case, when you throw it to yourself, it got into your hand because of your machshava, and you ran and caught it. So that's really the realization of the throw. But the question is, so according to Rabbi Chanan, though, so he learns that the makom hanacha is nikva, and it includes the machshava. It includes the machshava. The fact that you throw it, the akira, the throwing, has a natural hanacha built into it. Where? In the hand, which is going to run across and catch it. That if you're not planning on doing that, it's the floor. Right. Then but it can include, and it's certainly the floor.
If you change your mind in a way, that's not this case.
No, it's not changing your mind, no. It's a machshava in the hanacha, in the throwing itself. Right, in the kira itself, right. The throwing itself, right. So the question is, what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand versus Rabbeinu Chananel, whether or not, in terms of determining the makom hanacha of the chafza, whether you involve machshava or you don't involve machshava. I'm thinking that, maybe you're saying it's just always hard to involve machshava. I mean, you have to explain it on machshava. I mean, you want to say the makom hanacha of the zrika has a makom hanacha. I mean, there's the halachic system is says one, he threw it and there's a trajectory. Like, involving machshava seems to be difficult. It's a very difficult thing. I mean, machshava is like vague and, and it's that. You know, it just seems in general halacha works in objective categories. And there's a makom hanacha, presumably, is nikva by the Maisa Zrika. The fact that he's thinking that is like, it seems you have to explain how that should register. Like, how you bring machshava into the picture? It's not just machshava, it's like, it's me running there has nothing to do with the throwing. When I throw it, has nothing to do. It's going to land over there. Now, I know I'm going to run. I mean, that's like an extraneous thing, what I know. But there's no reality to that. At the time that I throw it, there's no reality to that. Thing like this. Let's take a question in Zrika altogether. So remember, this is I think it fits in with what we've been talking about in Zrika. Is that in Zrika, right, let's go back to Hotzah. In Hotzah, you have a Maisak here and a Maisa Hanacha. Okay, Maisak here, Maisa Hanacha. Now in Zrika, you don't have that. You have a Maisak here, but there's no Maisa Hanacha. So where's the hanacha? So you say that's malacha. And malacha is machshava, Sashu Torah. It's not a physical, mechanical maisa hanacha, but that is how human beings do hanacha. It's a method of productivity whereby human beings do hanacha at long distances by throwing things. And they impart a koach into the object, they impart momentum into the object, and then the object with gravity and whatever, it ends up landing in a different place. So that is like man. That's malachas machshavas. Like the machshavas ha'adam makes use of this physical, this mechanical action of just moving your hand that way and opening it up when you reach a certain angle. Basically, ends up as a method by which man does hanacha. Okay, that's a method of hanacha. And malacha, because malachas machshavas means malacha of your machshava, recognizes this as a type of hanacha. There's no mechanical maisa hanacha, but the machshavas ha'adam defines that as a hanacha. That is a sophisticated method of hanacha based upon man's productivity. Okay, so the whole phenomenon of hanacha in Zrika is based upon machshavas ha'adam. Based upon the fact that that is the way man is putting it down over there. And how does he put it down over there? He works out a plan. He puts it down over there by throwing it over there. So since the whole makom hanacha, the whole din hanacha in Zrika comes through machshava, okay, through the machshavas ha'adam that he's doing. He's not just mechanically moving his hand, but he's doing a hanacha at a long distance. So Rabbeinu Chananel says that in terms of you want to be koveya the makom hanacha, of your throwing is going to be where your machshava is for it to land. Okay, and if your machshava is that you're going to run at a distance and catch it, then that's your mother, and that is your method of throwing it to your hand in that other place. That's the method of throwing it to your hand in another place. It's where is it? Yeah. If you study the concrete objective definition in Zrika, then there simply is no hanacha. Because you're not doing a maisa hanacha. Mechanically, you're not doing hanacha. But again, the whole reason why Zrika, there is hanacha in Zrika, is because Machshavas HaAdam determines that this is going to land, knows and is planning, this is going to land in the Makam HaNacha, which is determined by my throwing. Now, I also know that I'm going to run to that other Rishos, and it's going to land in my hand. So therefore, Machshava has to be involved in Zrika, Rabbi Nachmanel argues, because the whole reality of Zrika as being a Din HaNacha is because of the Machshavas HaAdam for it to land in that other place. For it to be a hanacha. So therefore the makam hanacha is going to be nikva based upon your machshava. It's going to be nikva based on your machshava, so your machshava is going to come in and it's going to define them, even though the running is just in your head. You can't say it's just in your head. Normally you say it's just in your head. What are you doing physically? But the whole din zrika, the whole fact that zrika is a hanacha is just in your head. It's because man in his head, this physical mechanical action is a method by which, using man's mind, he's placing it down in that over in that place. So machshava is an intrinsic appropriate to make use of in this framework. That's Rabbi Chananel. The question is now: so what do the Rashi and Tosfos argue to that? That's a good argument. I think Meir Ariel is getting at it, that there's a difference between, like, so to speak, the universal machshava and then the machshava of the particular guy doing the zrika. Which means that the reason why the Torah recognizes Zrika as being a malacha and as being a hanacha is because mankind does hanacha in that manner. Okay, because universal man, that's a method by which man accomplishes hanacha. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean it's because the guy at that moment, the guy who is doing that, is thinking, I want to get it to over there, and therefore it's going to land there, and that therefore it's a hanacha. It's the mizrika is objectively defined. You could argue zrika is objectively defined as a maisa hanacha because of the universal machshavas adam. Because mankind does hanacha by going like this. Mankind gets an object to that location by moving his hand and letting go. That is a method by which mankind. Does hanacha, and therefore zrika is recognized as a malacha, which has hanacha as a component of it. Okay, but now in that universal activity, the way that universal activity works is that you go like this, you create a trajectory, and the object has a makom hanacha implicit in the throwing, which is the end of the trajectory, where it's going to land. And the universal action doesn't involve a guy running or anything. The universal action is koveya, the natural path of the object. Now, the fact that this guy thought that he wants it to land in his hand because he knew he was going to run across is getting to the particular guy's machshava. That Rashi is saying is not what the Torah is doing. The Torah is not saying, it's not recognizing that zrika is because of the machshava of the particular individual and the makam, you know, where he's going to go. It's just that zrika is defined as malacha and as a din hanacha because of the universal machshava sa adam. But it's, if you want to know where is the makam nikva, where is the makam hanacha, that's defined objectively by the objective character of the activity of zrika, which man's involved in. I mean, like, it's a different, it's a jump. As you say, Rabbi Rashi and Tosfos agree with Rabbi Chananel that it's the din of the fact that there is a din of nachal zrika is because of the phenomenon that man does that. But to say therefore the makam hanacha is going to be nikva by the particular machshavas adam, they don't say that. I mean, that's the machlokas. I mean, Rabbi Chananel holds that since the whole din hanacha in the action is because of machshavas adam, the makom hanacha of a maisa zrika is going to be nikva by the machshavas adam who is performing the zrika. Whereas the Rashi and Tosfos are going to say is that it's although the universal machshava is that which is machshav zrika as having a din hanacha, but the particular machshava, the particular makom hanacha is going to be nikva based upon objective categories. And the objective categories is based upon the trajectory of the object. You know what I mean? Like, where does the machshava start? Is the machshava just, so to speak, the tamadav, or why zrika is recognized as a maisa hanacha? Or do you say the machshava is actually part of the halachic structure, and it is the koveya of the hanacha, of the makam hanacha of zrika? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the din zrika, the din hanacha in zrika, exists through the tsiruf of the physical action and the das of the guy, the machshava of the guy who's doing the action, the particular guy. It's not implicit in the action. It's the tsiruf of his machshava together with the physical action. And therefore, it's contingent upon the particular machshava of the guy. If he thinks he's going to run and get his hand, that's it. According to Tosfos, no, it's implicit in the action. Now, the reason why this action is defined as hanacha is because of the universal machshava sa'adam. But now it's halachically set up that zrika has an implicit din machshava, din hanacha in it. And that din hanacha is in the natural trajectory of the object. So now we have 1 point left. So 1 point left is that, so according to this logic of Menachananel that is determined by the Machshava, that the Makom HaNacha is determined by the Machshava, so therefore if I'm throwing a pass, I pass a football, I'm throwing to a guy, a running over the shoulder pass, so my Machshava is that it's going to land in the guy's hand. So why don't you say, that's the same exact thing as this. Same exact thing as this, right? Why don't you say that the machshava is for it to land over there? So Rechlano says, because lo nitz lo nitztarcha kavanasa lekaba boso makom meila baliyada. As he didn't need his kavana for it to go to land there, but it just went there meila, went there meila. So what does he mean? That's what I think he's saying. I'm not sure, but this makes sense. Let me see if you think he's saying it. Which is that, like, my machshava is for it to land in his hand, right? But I could have the machshava from today to tomorrow, but I can't say my action is throwing it to his hand. Because if the, for instance, if the guy stops dead in his tracks, it's not going to land there. There's nothing to do with it. And the machshava, you can't say it's like the machshava of my action. I can have the machshava as much as I want, but it has nothing, there's not, you can't say it's like in my action is for it to land in his hand. Because, see, if I'm the guy doing the action and it's my machshava and I know I'm going to run, so then like it's the person doing the activity and his knowledge that he's going to run and he has control over his running, and therefore you say that the machshava is koveya it as landing over there. But when the guy's throwing it, he's really throwing it over there. You know, at a distance. Now, he thinks the other guy's running, and maybe the other guy told him that he's going to run, but he can't say, like, his machshava is what got it to that guy's hand. It's extraneous to him. It's the fact that the other guy ran to that place. It wasn't Mimela, vis-a-vis his action, it happened, like, automatic, on its own. It didn't happen because his action. The kviyas makom of the thing in his hand was because, not because of his machshava. And it's his machshava, it's just, I guess, the other guy who interpreted his machshava and then ran into that place and got it over there. There's no, like, they're not one person. He's throwing it there. And the other guy is coming into the location. But when I'm the guy, I'm throwing it to my hand, which I know is going to be there, and I'm going to make it there. It's beyond the scope of my kavana to be koveya to be in his hand if he's not there. See, if he's there, so I'm throwing it to him. I'm sure it's koveya in his hand. But if he's not there, it's not within the scope of my kavana to be koveya in his hand, which has nothing to do with there. I'm throwing it basically. It's going to land on the floor. Now I'm hoping, I may hope that the guy's going to run and change the situation and end up over there. But in the action itself, the guy running is not a component of the action, the fact that the guy's running. But if I'm the guy doing it and throwing it to myself, so I am the component, me and my machshava are a component of the action, and I know I'm throwing it to myself and I'm going to run. So that's all built in, that's all part of the action, and the machshava could be koveya, but it doesn't mean you could just want it to be, and therefore whatever you think and you hope for is going to be implicit in the action. The action is just throwing it to that location. That's just a lo nitztarcha kavanasa lekabel be'oso makom. Meila b'al yada. Or so to speak, it's like, Like, you know, his machshava and his kavana isn't what made it in the other guy's hand. It's not like his, it's not like your kavana is what made it in the other guy's hand. It's the other guy running and catching it what made it in the other guy's hand. It's nothing to do with your machshava. Your machshava is like separate from, so your machshava is apart from the cause of it going in his hand. It's going in his hand was him running. But when you did it, your machshava was that you were going to run, and then that actually is the kiyum of your machshava. Maybe we could do the fine a little better. I mean, I'm not saying it in the most precise way, but I think it makes sense. And I'm also not 100% sure this is what he's saying. Ilya's Lashon. I mean, I'm pushing a little bit into the Lashon. And I could see reading it into him, but I wouldn't have written it this way. So it's okay. Because you can't like fuse our das and make it like into like, you know, the one football team, and therefore we're one das, and therefore my das is to get into his hand. I'm just throwing it, my das is to go over there. Now he may come into the picture, but he can't build that into my das and my machshava of the action. My own das and my own running you can include into my action, because that's me. But the other guy, it's an extraneous thing. Now it ended up in his hand, that has nothing to do with it. It's meleva. It's not because of my action. And it could have happened anyways, even if I were just throwing it over there, the other guy could have just intercepted it. You don't need my das to get it into that guy's hand. I just threw it, and he just ran and then got it. You don't need my. It's not like when it happens, it's not, oh, you see, my machshava worked. It's not my machshava worked. You don't need my machshava to get into his hand. You need the other guy to run quickly and to get it. I just threw it over there in some other place. So it happened. It didn't happen because of my machshava. It has to be that its makom is through because of my machshava. Machshava in my zrika. But when it's not. It's because it could have happened anyways. Even if I didn't even know the guy was coming, I just threw it. The guy just came and did it. So I knew, but that's extraneous to the what took place. What took place is a different guy, has nothing to do with me. He comes and runs and catches me. The fact that I thought that he was gonna run, and I was planning, I was hoping that would happen, is not what's making it get there. That's not what's making it get in his hand is his running there. It's not my. I may have known or thought that he was going to run there, but I'm not the cause of him running there. He's running there is the cause. But me running there, my machshava to run there in the action is the cause of it getting in my hand. Because when I threw it, that was my built-in machshava, and I just realizing the machshava built into my action. But it's not when I throw it to the other guy. I may have known it. I knew about it, but that's not what made the other guy's hand get over there. What made it get over there is the fact that he ran. So therefore, you can't say that it's landing in that makam was because of the combination of my action and my machshava. It's because of an extraneous factor which is not built into my action, which I may have known about it, but it's you don't need my knowing about it for this thing to happen. So it means you don't need it. Means it wasn't a necessary component of the thing. I happen to know about it, but it just happened to know about it. It's not that's like, for instance, if I didn't know about me running across, then it wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have run across. But here it would have happened anyways. The fact that I happen to know about it isn't. It's not an essential machshava. It's not essentially involved in machshava.